This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Top Missouri Republicans are looking for ways to ensure greater party loyalty after a supermajority in the GOP-led House recently failed to enact an income tax cut. Meeting Saturday in Kansas City, the Missouri Republican State Committee proposed a new requirement for candidates registering to run as Republicans. They would be asked to sign a statement saying, quote, "I have read, understand, and fundamentally support the platform of the Missouri Republican Party." 15 Republican House members defected from party leaders last week to help sustain Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's veto of an income tax cut. Some echoed his concerns about the effect on education funding. The GOP committee took no action Saturday on the proposed policy. A new University of Missouri administrator wants to promote the four-campus system as a haven for entrepreneurial research. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Executive Vice President for Academic Affairs Hank Foley discussed ways to promote entrepreneurialism at last week's Board of Curators meeting in Columbia. He suggested the university system consider changes to how it licenses intellectual property. Foley came to the UM system from Penn State University. His job was created to oversee campus academic functions as well as research and economic development efforts. A virus sweeping across U.S. hog farms that has the potential to kill entire litters of piglets has been confirmed in 17 states, including Missouri, since its first appearance last spring. Now, hog producers and their veterinarians have a new tool to help fight it, as Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports.
Researchers leapt into action when the fast-spreading porcine epidemic diarrhea virus turned up in the U.S. swine herd. Now they've developed an antibody test for it, which will help producers decide when it's safe to transport pigs between farms. Iowa State University's John Johnson says the original test, called a PCR, could tell if a pig was infected. The new one identifies the animal's immune response to exposure.
If we say, well, the PCR is negative, but they are antibody positive, then the producer and their veterinarian have to assess the amount of risk they're willing to assume on moving those animals.
But Johnson says if both tests are negative, producers can be confident their pigs won't infect a new herd. PEDV has been confirmed on almost 600 farms, but is not dangerous to humans. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
President Barack Obama is set to visit a Ford plant near Kansas City on Friday to highlight the recovery of the auto industry. The visit to the Clay County village of Claycomo is part of a week-long effort to draw attention to the economic recovery 5 years after the Lehman Brothers collapse. Obama's last visit to Missouri was a July 24th stop at the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg. Missouri GOP Congressman Blaine Lukemeyer says lawmakers in Washington are nowhere near an agreement on next year's federal budget, even though the new fiscal year begins next month. He told a small gathering of business leaders in Jefferson City today that the Republican-led House and Democratic-led Senate are so far apart that neither side has bothered to appoint negotiators.
You know, there's a lot of discussion about what to hook onto it, what not to hook onto it, what to do, what not to do. There is also the debt limit situation, which we bump up against here shortly. And there again is the situation of what do? Do you tack something on? Do you not tack something on?
Lukemeyer says Congress will likely have to pass a continuing resolution to keep the federal government running through mid-December. Republicans gathering at a conference in Kansas City Saturday appear divided on whether the U.S. should get involved in a conflict in Syria. Former presidential candidate Rick Santorum told the hundreds of Republicans that the U.S. has, quote, an obligation to engage in Syria after the August 21st chemical weapons attack there. The Missouri Republican State Committee considered a resolution Saturday urging opposition to military action against Syria, but the State Committee set aside the resolution without voting on it after some members expressed concern about wading into policy disputes. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.